No one knows the life the stellar oceans hold. Next to nothing of the dark parts and little of those that glow. If ghosts exist, do you think we have ghosts alone? There will be ghosts of aliens, and there's no limit to where a ghost can go. During transformation, a lichen skeleton is restructured bone for bone, resulting in suffering, the sensation of the breaking of every one of his bones. Then they're hunted, whether or not they've got themselves under control. In addition to this threat, they undergo the difficulty of their own machinations. Plus, they may become captive patients of apathetic individuals because of their scientific fascinations in a lab in cages, only to be free periodically for ghastly experimentation. There are even those that would eat them, and do you know what that procedure entails? In order to do so, they must be kept alive while the meal is prepared. Otherwise, they will revert to how they ideally appear. Inhumane, that word is used backwards. It would be humane because that's how humans typically behave, bastards. Powder gripped the man as his prey's life slipped away to the after. I wish I could convey the sentiment as empathetic display capture. Perhaps then they would disobey the sinister innate aspirations and evolve, expand their minds beyond the skull's expanse. Allow me to double back to how this all began. How could we possibly know what matters in space when we don't even know what matters on our own ball of land? The human species is what's wrong, the damn. Peace can only rise with the fall of man. The hanging garden, vague stars that obstructed by artificial pollution. The damage humans do only hurts themselves. The planet's indifferent to it. Despite its many parasites, the host continues moving as if it would throw them off on some uber central fuel shit and leave them to orbit anything else like little moon bits. The earth left to quietly float like an empty cruise ship, free from those who oppose an endless nuisance. The hanging garden, vague stars that obstructed by artificial pollution. The damage humans do only hurts themselves. The planet's indifferent to it. Despite its many parasites, the host continues moving as if it would throw them off on some uber central fuel shit, leaving to orbit anything else like little moon bits. The earth left to quietly float like an empty cruise ship, free from those who oppose an endless nuisance.